Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. You see, Greg, I'm not in sales. I hear it frequently as I get ready for training. As I prepare for sales workshops with teams, inevitably there will be several people that are required to attend the training for various reasons. Often, they are reluctant to attend as they don't feel that they are in sales. This might be a plant manager, a truck fleet dispatcher, a customer service rep, maybe a service department manager, an IT employee, you name it. They're in the training, and they'll tell me inevitably, I'm not sure why I'm even in this training. I don't do sales. Well, our view of being in sales comes from the silo mentality that occurs in business. We are hired to line up trucks, schedule production, or load trucks. So that's what we do. We do our jobs the best that we can. The sales team are those folks who go visit customers and convince them to buy from us. And I'm not doing that, they tell me emphatically. Well, after allowing them to vent their opinions, they need to be reassured that during the workshop, we are not going to try to turn them into a salesperson. However, it is important for them to understand what we do and how it affects the customer. More importantly, what they do and how it affects the customer. We provide products and services to our customers. That is the absolute functional mechanics of what we do. We supply animal and crop production products, feed, fertilizer, tractors, grain storage, loans. We provide services, data management, agronomy consulting, grain trading. Without the actual physical product or service, we have no customer. This is the table stakes or the ante to be in the market. Well-executed production and delivery of products and services. And here's the additional challenge in agribusiness. There are anywhere from 5 to 15 active competitors in every market who are ready, willing, and able to supply similar products and services to our customers. If we don't do a great job at the basics of providing our products and services at the right time, our customer simply moves on to the next supplier. The internet has only increased that level of competition for any product that can be bought remotely. What I'm trying to say is your role is critical to sales success. Well, to emphasize this point, I like to show a generic company organizational chart, most commonly called the org chart. Now, most org charts have the CEO at the top, then there's boxes below that for the VPs and the department managers and the employees within those departments, but no customers. So I like to ask the audience, where's the customer on here? Where should we put the customer on here? Well, to help explain that, I use one of the org charts that you can't see because this is a podcast. But the org chart that I show them has the typical org chart with all the presidents and the VPs and all those people. And at the very bottom, I put a funnel to the salesperson. And from the salesperson, right below that, I put all the customer little boxes. Because that's how I really view it. Everything that is done within the company is focused on the salesperson who serves the customer. Another one of the org charts has the customer in the middle, and all spiraled around are marketing and accounting and COO and CFO, CEO, the customer service person, the accounting people, the production, the tech team. All of those people have links to the customer. Now, I understand the production manager and the order entry person and the truck driver, they don't have to go out and make sales calls on current customers. They don't have to prospect for new customers by making cold calls. However, they play an extremely important part in the sale and the next sale. Most of us are in long-term selling situations. We want to sell producers or the agribusiness buyer for the duration of our career, maybe a lifetime of their lifetime or our lifetime, whatever, however long we're selling. These org charts depict how to do that. In the equipment business, there is a saying that the salesperson sells the first tractor, parts and service sell the next one. As a company and as salespeople, we promise a lot to our customers. You are the ones that help us deliver on those promises. Customers are looking for a reason to buy from you. A more engaged sales and support staff can absolutely be that reason. Think about those businesses that are disconnected and don't know what their internal departments are doing. Salespeople are promising delivery dates that aren't met. Accounting is using promotions and finance terms that aren't in line with the printed material. we force our customers to bear the burden of making us fix these issues. Instead, they just opt to shop somewhere else. I see this situation as a huge opportunity for a salesperson. Lead your local team to be more connected when supplying your customers. It may be somewhat uncomfortable in the beginning. It won't be easy. That's why it's both a challenge and an opportunity to differentiate in the market, because your competitors probably won't do it. Reaching out to have a discussion with a very busy dispatcher or accounting manager can be daunting. Remember, the focus is on how can we be more effective at serving our customer, especially a customer who has many choices in the market. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.